1 Corinthians chapter 4, starting verse 14. It says, I do not write these things to shame you, but as my beloved children, I warn you. For though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Therefore I urge you, imitate me. For this reason I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Now some are puffed up, as though I were not coming to you, but I will come to you shortly, if the Lord wills. And I will know not the word of those who are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. So I read that this week, and a few things were kind of speaking to my heart about, for one, just, I guess, the difference of being an instructor and a father. And it was kind of my heart of just desiring to have a father's heart and not just being an instructor. Like, I think it's so easy to go and just, you know, give a message or share a word, but then to go away and then, you know, not really have maybe to really go an extra mile to see how people are really doing. And I heard an example about the difference between a mother and a nurse. You know, a nurse cares for people and they do their 12-hour shift, and then when they're done, they go home and then they pass the care on, and it's, you know, it's done. But a mother is 24 hours. They're there caring for the child and really laying their life down for the child. And it's the same as it would be a father versus an instructor. You know, I'm teaching someone versus, you know, me teaching my children. It's 24 hours a day. It's really laying, you know, your life down, and to have that heart for for those in the body. And Paul had that heart for people and for his churches, and he said that he was going to send Timothy, who obviously had a similar heart. And it says in verse 18, some are puffed up as though I were not coming, but I will come to you shortly, if the Lord wills, and I will know not the word of those who are puffed up, but the power. And I think let's say I share in the body and everything can sound perfectly great, or if we share with someone else, or if we go and we just share the gospel with people, but our lives are, say I go home and I'm just nasty to my wife, don't treat my children with love. There's no power there. There's no kingdom there. There's no true Christianity. It's not in the words we speak. Because someone can be eloquent in speech and share all good things, but have a heart that is far from them. And I think it's so important how the demonstration of Christ to people is our lives. That's the power. When I think of power, I think raised from the dead. So the resurrection of Christ, the resurrection of me, the resurrection of us from sin, and the power of a endless life. And sometimes, you know, we might think that we have to go out and, you know, it's good to share the gospel, but let our lives line up with what we're sharing. You know, that's the power. You know, whether we can share with someone, and but yet we have no joy, or we're, you know, our lives don't have that passion for Christ. They can see that through that completely. Or if our, you know, at work we're one way and we're trying to share the gospel, but then they see that we're easily irritated and frustrated, get frustrated quickly or get upset quickly, well, what we shared is means nothing then. It actually does worse damage. So there was people that Paul was concerned with sharing with these people. It was not the power of Christ. It was just all words. And it's important that we have the power of the resurrection from the dead and have Christ living in us. Freedom from sin. Freedom from our old nature. From that nature that wants to come through. Just putting that nature to death. If we back up a little bit to chapter 2, it lines up with that. Verses 1 to 5. I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So when we become impressed with a speaker or with a preacher, saying this man is an anointed man of God because he just shares with authority and he shares with, which is vibrance, and but then if the life doesn't line up, well, we're just being impressed by a man. Or if that's ourselves, think of it, if we come that way. But Paul came, his speech was somewhat, it became a weakness in fear and much trembling. It wasn't with persuasive human wisdom, but his life was in demonstration of power and of the Holy Spirit. And so that when these people would see his life, then their faith was in God, not in the wisdom of men. So a couple of those thoughts were really pressing upon me. Just I don't want just words. I just want to bring words. You know, words are going to fall to the ground. You know, unless I'm speaking in the word of God out of a life of a humble heart, let our lives line up with words that we speak. I know that obviously the Lord can use, if anyone's speaking the word of God, it won't return void, but the true testimony is a life saved from sin. And that was what I felt strongly about this week.